Hi, I'm Ian Wright, librarian at the North Muskegon branch of the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon, Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story and music, as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we will be connecting with Justin Waringa today. Justin, thanks for coming out today. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, thanks so much for having me. Yes, a multi-instrumentalist here in the West Michigan area, born and bred, and a musician as much as I can be.
Awesome.
Nowadays, anyway.
Fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. How would you say Muskegon has shaped your sound or your songwriting ability?
Oh, my goodness. It's one of the most beautiful places, in my opinion, that you can go to. I mean, I spent so much time hiking in Lake Harbor, to hiking in Duck Lake, to, I've spent a lot of time in Lake Michigan, more times than I can count. A lot of summers I've tried to hop in, as much as I've been in there over 50 times one summer, I try to hop in as much as I can. And the nature has been very inspirational for songwriting and overall vibe, and it's just a wonderful place to be, and it always has.
Yeah, very cool. Are there any specific places here in Muskegon that you say are particularly inspirational for you?
Oh, man, I'd say, like I said, Lake Harbor Park's one of my favorites. Duck Lake Park's one of my favorites. I've spent a lot of time both those places. I spent a lot of time when I was growing up with my grandparents in North Muskegon area. My roots in Muskegon go pretty deep. I've been, coming here since I was born.
Fantastic.
So, born in Muskegon also.
Very cool. Yeah. What would you say your biggest musical influences are?
Biggest musical influence, I'd have to say everything from, session guys like Michael Landau and David Lindley, to jazz guys like, John McLaughlin, to Pat Metheny, to, new agey acoustic guys like Michael Hedges and Chris Proctor and Leo Kaki and that kind of stuff. Crazy, 90s grunge and metal. I kind of love it all, and it's all been inspirational to what I do instrumentally.
Fantastic. Are there any other local musicians or venues you really enjoy performing here in Muskegon?
Oh, there's such a big amount of talent around here. It's awesome. And, some people that I've had a pleasure playing with through the years, Steve Harris on drums and Justin Avdek, who I'll be performing with here shortly. They've been big influences on me, playing music around here, and everybody from, Greg Miller and Dutch Henry those days to, so many good talent around here. It's been awesome to be a part of it.
For sure. How would you describe the local music scene here in Muskegon?
I think the local music scene here is doing great. I think it's picking up. I think with kind of in a post-COVID landscape, you're starting to see the return of some more live music action. Everybody's getting out more, playing more. The audience is getting out more. The more places that can support live music and have live music, the better. Even if you're a venue that's been thinking about having live music, just have it. It's always going to be a good idea. If you don't think you have the budget, if you don't think you have the space, make the budget, make the space. It'll happen. If you want people to come out, you got to give them the space to do it. So give some, and Muskegon's doing a wonderful job with that. Keep on growing.
Absolutely. Do you as a musician feel supported by the community?
This has been one of the most supportive communities I could have ever wanted to grow up in. It's been a pleasure. Everybody lifts each other up, and it's wonderful to see.
Awesome. How have you seen the music scene change over time?
It's definitely ebbed and flow, and I guess I noticed the decline of the rock band and the full 4-5 piece. I mean, you still have great bands around here like Flex Decibel and all those cats. They've been rocking it for a long time, doing the full band sound awesome. But I would like to see more bigger bands, but then you got to have the places that will host the big bands.
Absolutely.
And so I think Muskegon is a wonderful place to be a musician.
Fantastic. What advice would you give to up and coming musicians here in the Muskegon area?
Just keep playing. Don't stop playing. Make as many connections as you can. Show up to the gig always and just be a good person, be a good human. If you're a good person and a good human, honestly, if you show up to the gig and are reliable, I'd rather have that than chops. And then, if you show up to the gig and are reliable and do a good job, that's all that matters.
For sure. What do you hope people think or feel when they hear your music?
You know, it's, you know, because I'm doing instrumental kind of stuff, it's, and everybody has different opinions on it. I hope that, you know, you give it a listen and hope it makes you kind of get away from your day and, you know, make it, it'll make you feel however you, you know, let it wash over you and make it feel as it does.
Okay, very cool. Where can people find your music or see you perform next?
Yeah, I will be at a great new festival coming up called Roots on the River later this summer in up by Silver Lake area, and then a little north of that. Roots on the River is what it's called. If you look it up, I'll be the trio that will be performing here. We'll be playing there, and you can catch me at various places throughout Michigan. I play pedal steel guitar with a band called the Bootstrap Boys. I'll be playing with them a bunch. I do solo guitar gigs around all over the state various places. And then I'm hoping to play out as much as I can this summer while also keep my head on straight.
So, awesome. Yeah. Any socials you'd like to plug real quick before we wrap it up?
You know, you can find me on Instagram on Justin L. Waringa Music. You can find me on Facebook and under Justin Waringa, and I normally update everything as much as I can here. I am working on a new album currently right now. This next tune I'll be playing will be on that. Trying to write a more fusion-y album and have Justin and Steve on that. Who'll be playing with me next year.
Fantastic. Awesome. So, Justin, thanks again for coming out
today.
Thank you. What song are you going to be playing for us today?
This song is called Lost in the Sauce of Life.
Awesome. Fantastic. We have Justin Waringa coming up with Lost in the Sauce of Life.
Thanks for having me.